New Zealand Disability Action Plan, Progress Report 2019-2023, Executive Summary for the Third Progress Report, January 2021 to June 2021. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Office for Disability Issues, Te Tari Maunga Take Hoatunga. Administered by the Ministry of Social Development, this document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on 5 February 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note, the Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023, the DAP, was launched in November 2019. It aims to improve the well-being of disabled people through establishing work programs that align with the 8 outcomes of the New Zealand Disability Strategy. There are 29 work programs, 28 that are overseen by distinct ministries and one that takes a cross-government approach to improving disability data and evidence. In total, 9 agencies are represented. The Office for Disability Issues, ODI, manages the 6-monthly reporting as the key monitoring mechanism of the DAP. This is the 3rd 6-monthly report to be produced. Progress on the 29 work programs can be recorded as follows. 2. 6.9% work programs were reported as completed. 4. 13.8% work programs were reported being on track or ahead. 18. 62.1% work programs were reported being on track with minimal risks issues. 4. 13.8% work programs were reported to be off track with minimal risks issues. 1. 3.4% of work programs were reported as off track with significant risks or issues. This is excellent progress, with over 80% of work programs being on track and just over 20% either having been completed or ahead of where they ought to be. It is concerning that any reports are off track, but only one report was seriously off track. Off track refers to a work program that is not meeting the targets set down for the 6-month period of the report. One of the reasons for work not running to schedule has been the continued effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Several ministries, but particularly the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Social Development, have put in a vast amount of energy over the last 15 months into responding to the pandemic, and as a result, resources were diverted away from the Disability Action Plan projects. With the continuing nature of the pandemic, it is likely that some ministries will continue to be impacted for some time. Whilst the quality of the reports is increasing, there are some agencies who are struggling to meet the reporting deadlines. Some of these agencies are finding it difficult to keep their focus on what they are being asked to report on, and providing too much information on projects that are not strictly part of the Disability Action Plan. Below is a summary of some of the key actions from the 8 outcomes of the DAP. Outcome 1, Education. The education reports were submitted late, and whilst they have now been incorporated into the Disability Action Plan, they have not been through the usual approval process agreed with the Disabled Persons Organisations, DPO, Coalition. As a result, the outcomes of these reports will not be dealt with here. Outcome 2, Employment and Economic Security. Key actions from Outcome 2 are that a New Zealand diploma in Health and Wellbeing Level 5, Employment Support, has been established and will be launched soon. The Minister for Disability Issues highlighted a desire to move accessibility forward. Therefore, a partnership has been forged between MSD officials and the Access Alliance for this purpose. An internship coordinator has been appointed and has begun work with tertiary education institutions, encouraging disabled students to apply for public sector internships. Outcome 3, Health and Wellbeing. Most of the work due to be undertaken by the Ministry of Health is off track due to the ongoing nature of the COVID-19 pandemic. On a positive note, the amendments to the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Bill were introduced to Parliament in March 2021 and are making their way through the legislative process. Other key outcomes include the Office for Seniors, Better Later Life plan is on track. Budget 2021 allocated funding for the initiatives in this plan to be implemented. The Sport New Zealand Action Plan is progressing well. Outcome 4, Rights Protection and Justice. Under this outcome, the Ministry of Justice oversees a number of work programs. Key outcomes are that the Washington Group's short set questions have been incorporated into the form that is completed for all new prisoners. This allows disability data to be collated for prisoners. The sexual violence legislation bill had its first reading in Parliament. The legislative process should be completed by April 2022. The amendments in this legislation help to protect survivors of sexual violence and prevent them from being re-traumatized as they give evidence in court. The Ministry of Justice has completed the setting up of the Communication Assistance Program. This means that where disabled people participating in court proceedings need assistance to communicate, this need is assessed in advance and the appropriate support provided. Public consultation is underway on adoption law reform. The Family Court, Supporting Children in Court legislation reached the select committee stage of the legislative process during this time frame. The legislation aims to ensure that children's views are considered in family court cases that affect them. Outcome 5, Accessibility. Much of the work in Outcome 5 has been discussed above with regards to the introduction of accessibility legislation. Some other major achievements for Outcome 5 have been that, as of June 2021, 4,500 Kāinga Ora homes have been adapted to meet tenants' individual needs. Waka Kotahi has commenced two research projects about understanding the transport experiences of disabled people, including the barriers to using the Total Mobility Scheme, investigating the external noises emitted by electric buses. Waka Kotahi also wishes to ensure that new and existing tools, for example Journey Planner, meets the needs of disabled people. Outcome 6, Attitudes. Outcome 6, Attitudes, did not have an agreed work program during this reporting period and therefore does not have agency reporting. It is hoped that work programs delivered under other outcomes will contribute to attitude changes. Outcome 7, Choice and Control. Key results for Outcome 7 are as follows. Support continues to be provided through the Mana Whai Kaha and Enabling Good Lives schemes to disabled people in the regions selected for the trial. A cabinet paper is in development advising a national rollout of EGL, including ensuring the voice of disabled people is represented. A person was recruited to edit the overview document about supported decision-making. Outcome 8, Leadership. Outcome 8 is about encouraging and enabling more disabled people to take up positions of leadership within the New Zealand government sector, mostly through advertising opportunities on Crown boards and advisory committees. Most of the work in this outcome is concerned with continuing to advertise opportunities to those on the database, maintaining the database and promoting the database across the public services sector. Work is ongoing in these areas. Cross-cutting project, disability data. In order for disabled people to be included in government policies, the situation for disabled people needs to be quantified. Therefore, reliable disability data needs to be gathered. To this end, regular meetings of the Disability Data and Evidence Working Group are in progress. 6-monthly reporting to the Minister has been established. Development of the New Zealand Disability Strategy Outcomes Framework has been completed. There is a large amount of mahi being undertaken in relation to the 8 outcomes associated with the New Zealand Disability Strategy and Action Plan. This is despite the ongoing difficulties associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of the work that is off track has been delayed due to COVID, and it is hoped that when New Zealand emerges from the pandemic, progress on this work will pick up again. The New Zealand Disability Strategy and earlier DAP reports and executive summaries can be found on the ODI website, www.odi.govt.nz. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 5th of February 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 0932041073. Email, info@aicoms.co.nz. Website, www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.